By remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Democrats formally made Joe Biden the presidential nominee Tuesday night, and Biden's wife, Jill Biden, made a personal pitch to voters to support her husband, saying the U.S. needs leadership worthy of the country. Jill Biden also said her husband can bring the country together and move it forward. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell, a prominent Republican, said he endorsed Biden because of the values they share. He said Biden will restore the country's moral authority. Former President Bill Clinton doled out stark criticism of the Trump administration's handling of the coronavirus crisis as he made a case for voters to pick Joe Biden and his running mate Kamala Harris in the November election. Senator Harris will accept the Democratic Party's vice presidential nomination on Wednesday night at the Democratic National Convention. Harris will be the first black woman and first Asian American woman named to a major party presidential ticket. Black support could decide whether Harris and Biden will win in November. Biden accepts the party's nomination on Thursday. Republicans plan to hold a similar series of events next week to nominate Donald Trump to run for a second presidential term. After making speeches in several battleground states this week, Mr. Trump is expected next week to make his acceptance speech from the White House. For more on the presidential race, we invite you to visit us at our website. That is voanews.com. Developing story out of Mali, Ibrahim Boubacar Keita announced his immediate resignation late Tuesday after soldiers fired shots outside of his home before detaining him and the prime minister. Via remote, this is VOA News. South Korea on Wednesday reported 297 new cases of its biggest daily rise in the coronavirus since early March, as the country began restricting gatherings in the capital area of Seoul amid fears that transmissions are getting out of control. Figures released by the South Korean Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Wednesday brought the national caseload to slightly more than 16,000, including 306 deaths. Desperate to prevent the outbreak in the capital area from exploding into a nationwide crisis, officials have enforced stronger social distancing and gatherings of more than 50 people indoors and 100 people outdoors are prohibited. U.S. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy promising that mailed-in ballots in the November 3rd presidential election will be delivered on time. DeJoy suspended all cost-cutting measures at the agency until after the election that Democrats claim would possibly have kept millions of votes from being sent to election officials to be counted. DeJoy, a wealthy campaign donor to Republican President Donald Trump, appointed to the head postal position, said the cost-cutting measures he has undertaken at the deficit-ridden agency will be put on hold until after the election to, in his words, avoid even any appearance of an impact on election mail. Trump has claimed, without evidence, that massive mail ballot schemes will lead to widespread fraud and a rigged election against him. A bipartisan investigation into Russian efforts to influence the outcome of the 2016 presidential election here in the U.S. found that Moscow successfully used a complex web of operatives and active measures to ensnare members of President Trump's campaign, in some cases leaving the incoming administration open to manipulation. The report concluded, among other things, that the 2016 campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, posed a grave counterintelligence threat because of his dealings with people close to the Kremlin. Manafort was convicted of tax and bank fraud charges during a separate investigation by special counsel Robert Mueller. He was released from prison earlier this year. The Senate Committee report also found that the FBI's investigation of the Russian meddling in the election was flawed. For details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.